Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's been a busy news week, especially with 3 days of hearings about healthcare at the Supreme Court. Today we're checking in on another hot story in the news that has everybody wondering, what if? I'm going into a store to buy 13 Mega Millions tickets for the Here and Now staff. We've pooled our money to put this together. Hi, I want to buy some Mega Millions tickets. I want 13.
5, 5, and 3, okay?
That sounds good, just with quick picks.
Yep.
The Mega Millions jackpot is $640 million, the country's biggest ever, and it's causing a frenzy of ticket buying and tweets and Facebook posts about what everyone plans to do with their winnings. But how likely is it that you will win? For a reality check, we turn to University of Wisconsin mathematician Jordan Ellenberg. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
And start by telling us, do you have a ticket for tonight's drawing? Because you wrote an essay about a decade ago mathematically defending your decision to go in on a Powerball ticket with your father.
This year I don't. I think my father probably does. So he has a PhD in statistics, so he's just as qualified as me. And I think that points to the fundamental fact that in some sense whether you should buy a ticket is more a question about psychology than it is a question about mathematics.
Well, let's talk about those odds then. How likely is any individual with a single ticket to win this lottery?
Well, the short answer is unlikely. The slightly longer answer is very, very, very unlikely. if you want me to be more quantitative than that, 1 in 175 million.
So basically zero.
Basically zero. Well, but it's interesting because from the point of view of an individual person, that's basically zero. From the point of view of the lottery, it's not zero at all because it's actually quite likely that somebody's going to win tonight.
Now, to win, you have to pick 6 numbers from 2 separate pools of numbers, and the first 5 numbers are numbers from 1 to 56, and the last number is between 1 and 46. What are the chances of picking a single right number, and what about picking 2 right numbers?
So one way to think of it is like this. That first number comes out of the ball, and it's one of those 56 numbers, and you've got 5 chances for it to be one of your 5. So your chances are not bad. But each ball that falls, think of the percentage of, let's say you're that lucky person who 4 of the 5 have been drawn out of the bucket, and you have all 4.
And you're going crazy.
You're going crazy. You're like, I'm going to win. But remember that there's one more ball to come out. And now you don't have 5 chances to get that one. You only have 1 because there's only 1 number left on your ticket that hasn't been used.
So progressively more difficult.
Well, exactly.
Are there any strategies you can use to increase your chances of winning? For example, is it better to use the quick pick or come in with your own numbers?
Well, what's interesting is there's no strategy, unless you believe in like mystical forces that I don't, there's no strategy for increasing your chances that your number is going to be a winner. That's the bad news. The good news is that that's not the only thing that matters. Because there's going to be so many people playing. I've heard estimates of around 400 million tickets. Not only does that make it very likely somebody's going to win tonight, it makes it pretty likely that more than one person is going to win. And that affects how much money you actually take home. I mean, if you win, you want to win by yourself. You don't want to share your prize with 2 or 3 or 100 other people. So what you can do, you can't increase your odds of winning, but you can increase your odds of winning alone. And the way you do that is by choosing numbers that you think are unlikely that other people will pick.
So what numbers would those be?
Well, I think a common piece of advice, which seems to me quite sound, is to try to pick numbers above 31. And the reason to do that is because people like to play their birthdays.
Okay.
And that limits what numbers they're going to use, right? They're going to use those numbers between 1 and 12 for the month and 1 and 31 for the day. I think there's other things that people like to do. Apparently, picking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is pretty popular. So I wouldn't recommend doing that because if you do that and it wins, you'll probably have to share the prize with a lot of people.
Okay. What about going to a store that calls themselves lucky because they've sold a lot of winning lottery tickets in the past? Does that increase your chances or odds of winning?
I think a store calling itself lucky is like kind of like a dietary supplement saying it's going to cure your cancer and help you lose weight without dieting or exercise. I mean, they can say whatever they want, but I wouldn't take it very seriously as a claim.
Well, one person tweeted that you're more likely to die in a car accident on your way to buying a Mega Millions ticket than you are to win. So should we be telling people that it's just too dangerous to buy these tickets?
Well, first of all, most people, I mean, the Mega Millions are so popular that most people surely have a place within walking distance that they can get one.
Good point.
But more seriously, I mean, I'm not a big fan of comparing the unlikelihood of winning the lottery with the improbability of some other rare event. Just because those rare events, in some sense, how likely they are, really depends a lot on who you are, right? Your chance of getting killed in a car wreck kind of depends on how good or bad of a driver you are. Your chance of getting hit by lightning depends on whether you like to play golf when it's raining outside. I mean, these things are not sort of, in some sense, actual mathematical probabilities.
Well, thanks for talking about the odds with us today. Jordan Ellenberg is a mathematician from the University of Wisconsin. Thank you.
Thank you.